Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 26th of March. UK consumer price inflation data for February was slightly lower than had been anticipated. The data does not yet include the higher energy prices that will be a reflection not of market forces, but of the weirdness of the UK government's energy price cap arrangements. Producer price data, which normally accompanies the release of consumer price data, was not published. This is due to data quality issues. In other words, even His Majesty's Office for National Statistics do not trust the numbers. We already do not have labour market data being published because of data quality issues. And recent wage growth requires a set of revisions stretching back into history because of data quality issues. The UK Chancellor will be giving a fiscal statement today. Does this matter outside of the UK? Not directly. However, this is an example of the government dealing with a new set of fiscal realities required by increased defence spending. Simplistically, alliances are efficient ways of funding defence. If existing alliances are no longer dependable, then expensive duplication will take place on all sides. Today's statement will be accompanied by lots of angst about debt and deficit ratios relative to GDP. The remarkable thing about this is that anyone thinks that the data is reliable. Research from Cambridge University, which is a minor academic institution in the east of the UK, suggests that there may be data quality issues with local employment numbers. Official numbers understating the reality by quite a margin. That fits with the idea that economic activity is being underestimated in the UK, meaning that the debt ratios that cause so much anxiety are not going to be as bad as are currently reported. US President Trump has continued to make some rather erratic pronouncements on taxing US consumers. Having hinted at more targeted taxation, they have clarified that they are not intending to exempt many US purchases from the tax burden of so-called reciprocal tariffs. Taxes on US consumers of copper are also planned. These are not actual policies at the moment, just verbal comments of a president who has been known to change their mind. However, there were more companies from China added to the list of restricted exports from the United States, and that does definitely offer disruption to the supply chains. US durable goods orders data for February are due. There may be some panicked ordering by international companies in anticipation of future trade wars, although February, frankly, may be a bit late for that, as goods are generally subject to tariff on arrival in the purchasing country, and production and shipping times are therefore relevant. There may also be some price increases by US companies who anticipate trade taxes and think they can get away with raising their own price. The numbers are value-based. Fed President Goolsbee was making some moderately hawkish comments overnight, suggesting that if the bond market starts to price in higher inflation, that would prevent rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. Consumer inflation expectations have already risen in the States, but sentiment surveys are just not reliable, and consumers are not very good at predicting inflation. Not very good is a polite British understatement. Research by economists suggests that only economists can be relied upon to predict inflation. Consumer inflation expectations only really matter if they change consumers' economic behaviour, which they rarely do. Market inflation expectations matter more directly, as they have the potential to change the cost of credit and the perceptions of risk in the wider economy. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.